Well, you know, we used to walk through in college. We'd get to the place we're playing, go to the field, and kind of just walk the field, look at the for the scoreboard, for the play clock. So it's kind of the same kind of deal. You know, you want to find out where the play clock is at, and you know, get used to the surface a little bit. But you know, not gonna be too big of an issue. It's a nice stadium and a college atmosphere. So just find the play clock, and we'll be all right.
Any sentimental to the value to the Metrodome now that it's gone?
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of great battles there, a lot of good memories. I look forward to that being a road dome game at some point again.
if they still have the horn, though, it shouldn't be as loud or annoying, right?
It would still be annoying, I'm sure. I'm just wondering how they're going to do it with the motorcycle Viking, if he's going to still be in full effect. Maybe they get a parade cart for him to come out on. I don't know if that's safer or not, but if the field is pretty icy, he's just going to have to be careful revving that thing up too much.
How does their defense look different from the first meeting?
What Chad is playing, he was out with his rib and his rib injury early in the season in hand. He's a talented guy. He's one of the top linebackers in the league, so having him back helps. And then Anthony Barr is playing really well. So he's a young rookie who's multi-dimensional. He can play on the line of scrimmage. He can play in a linebacker position. They like to bring him from different spots. He's active in pass coverage. He obviously picked up a fumble in return for a touchdown and a win. He's a big-time playmaker with a bright future. So he's one of those guys going forward. You're gonna have to figure out where he's at on every play.
Aaron. Mike Zimmer's often aggressive with his defenses. Has when he's faced you in the past. That seems to play into your hands always, if not more so this year. Are you open to see that?
Well, he calls his defense for the most part. I mean, he's a great coach, and he's done things that have, transformed the league. He's one of those coaches, and it's back-to-back weeks, really. You play Chip Kelly and the things that he did on offense that other teams, the majority of teams, are copying, us included. You look at Mike Zimmer and what he's done in the league. A lot of teams have copied a lot of his blitz packages. And I think that's the biggest compliment you can get. Imitation is the highest form of flattery, they say, and he should be really feeling honored about the impact he's had on the league, because it's fantastic. You know, he does a lot of great things with the pressure package and makes it difficult for the quarterback and the protection unit to try and figure out who's coming. So I expect them to play their defense. They're very well coached. They played us pretty good at home. We just had a couple big plays go, and then had some turnovers that we turned into points. But yardage-wise, they kind of held us to under what we've been having the last few weeks.
And the stats for Randall and Jordy, of course, have been now being talked about as an elite duo wide receiver-wise in the league. I mean, is this just a year for those two that's kind of proving that, or have you seen that for a while, that you knew it would happen, or when did that become obvious that you had two of the best in the league together?
Well, they're a great duo, but you have to have some depth in the receiver room. So I'm proud of the guys behind them who stepped up, especially Devontae, with not as many opportunities as those guys. But those guys are premier players. The key to those guys playing well, as I've said a number of times, standing in this spot right here, is their practice habits. Those guys are excellent practice players. They finish runs. They finish on the backside of the blocks. They block for each other. And the stuff they do in practice shows up in the game as well. There's great conversations that we have during the weeks about certain coverages and how I want them to run their routes, where them telling me what kind of creativity they're putting into those routes. And that's how you get better as a group. And those guys really dedicate themselves in the offseason to being better every year. And I'm not surprised at the success for either of those guys. Those guys are premier players. And on par with their talent on the field is the way they conduct themselves in the locker room and off the field.
Can letdowns...
You ever think about or compare, the duos in the league, even in the division with Jeffrey and Marshall and Johnson and Tate, and think about maybe where your guys do rank?
I don't, but I do... I feel very confident that I wouldn't want any other guys with the guys we got.
Can letdowns happen easily when a team's really on a roll? Do you have to guard against them? You have New England coming a week after this one.
You know what? You just have to be smart about handling success. Mike said it the first day that he came to Green Bay, and it's rang true over the years for us. When we, as a group, get complacent, start kind of feeling ourselves a little bit, if you will, that's when the poor performance has come. I don't know. A letdown to me is just a combination of a lack of preparation and a lack of execution. So to guard against that, you have to go back to the things that got you, you know, where you are today, and that's your preparation, your practice habits, and your mindset going into a game. So as far as that's concerned, I don't expect any letdowns from any of our guys. We hold them to a high expectation, but you have to guard against complacency, slipping into the locker room, slipping in your mind.
With the loss in Detroit, and then since then, you know, keeping pace with the Lions, has that been one of the things that's been in the back of just huge mind?
Well, for sure. I mean, we want to win a division championship that guarantees you a home playoff game, and you know, the way we've been playing at home this year is pretty exceptional. So I think this is becoming a very difficult place to play. Obviously, the weather plays into that, but the way that we handle the footing and the football and the way our defense is playing at the level they're at right now really gives us an advantage at home. So we want to make sure we're taking care of our last three opportunities there. We got the three on the road as well that are very important. I know Mike said it, but we say it every year, you know, you want to be undefeated at home and to be 500 or better on the road. And we got a little bit of ways to go as far as our road goes, and we got to keep winning at home.
Aaron, it wasn't until you guys were up 30-6 that Lacy got his 8th, 9th, 10th carries. But when you guys are rolling like that with passing the ball, does balance actually matter? Or is that kind of not becoming a factor anymore when you look at
balance in a half is a little overrated. It's kind of total game balance. You're going to catch up at some point if you're ahead by a lot, run the ball in the third and fourth quarter, which we have. But we're going to do what's working best. It could be run the ball as the weather gets colder and teams maybe play a little more too high. It could be run to set up the pass, and if it's the other way, we got to pass it to set up the run. We've done that pretty effectively the last few weeks.
Aaron, looking at your stats, your only interceptions have come indoors. Is there something to be said about that, or is that just kind of a crazy stat? Something about playing outside versus inside?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've had some pretty decent performances indoors over the years. They've talked about my shoes and made light of the comfort I have in those in relation to some performances that we've had inside. So there's nothing to that. It's just we've been putting up 40 plus points at home, so obviously that means that we've been pretty efficient.
The fast start against the Eagles, and when you hit Jordy for 64, a big play like that's got to be a mentality when you talk about it. The first start of practice, or is it something that could be warm-ups to feel that in sync that early in the game?
Well, it's just playing together for a long time. You know, I think as big of a play that was, you know, we had 3 points in that drive. I think the bigger play was the 3rd and 18 to Drew, the guy's first down. I mean, we kind of checked the protection and the play, and Drew ran a really nice route, held onto the ball, taking a shot. Those are the kind of plays that become mini backbreakers. And when you add those up over the course of a game, when you're converting 8 out of 13 on third down, those kind of stack up, and then you know, next thing you know, you look up and you're ahead by a few scores.
Can you talk more about how this offense is playing right now, maybe compared to when you guys were playing in 2011, you're setting all those offensive records for the last couple of weeks? Is it getting to that point for you guys?
Yeah, I don't think it's at that level at this point. You know, that year we started fast and put up a bunch of yards every game. This year, you know, we started slow. We've been hitting our stride, obviously, the last couple of weeks. It's getting cold now, and we're going to have a little more balance moving forward if we want to make the kind of run that we're hoping we can make.
Aaron, you asked about peaking, what does that really mean, everything like that. But I think the way I would wonder is, that would mean, is it possible to actually play this well for another 6 regular season and whatever playoff games, or is this about as well as the whole team can perform in any week?
I mean, I don't believe in peaking early. I don't even know what that means, to be honest with you. I just know that, we approach things one game at a time. That's the mindset that Mike lays out every Wednesday when we come in the team meeting room. We try and carry the momentum and the good feelings from previous games, and learn from the mistakes that we made. And we take it one game at a time. We'd love to be playing this efficiently on both sides of the ball, but everybody knows, you know, you're getting this late in the season, the pressure ratchets up, the division records, obviously, and the playoffs start to kind of take shape. And then you get into playoffs, you're playing great teams. You don't expect to score 50 points in a playoff game like we've been doing the last couple of weeks, but I don't know. If we're playing the way we're supposed to be playing, you know, we're going to be tough to stop on offense and tough to move the ball against on defense.